Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
All right, we will talk to Vanessa Richardson at the top of the hour. Warriors and Rockets, man, you fired up? I'm fired up. Seth, you got your first step in the give me all the smoke path to the NBA championship.
I want this Warriors team is a much better team than they looked like versus the Rockets the last time we saw them, but they've been a much better team since Jimmy Butler was added. They've been top five offensively and defensively for pretty much since the All-Star break and since Jimmy Butler was added, especially. This is what I want. This is where I want them to get their first real test. I think they would have handled the Grizzlies with no problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
But the Warriors are where it's at.
Well, there was a point in that game last night where the Grizzlies had cut it to like a one. It was like 82-81. They were down 20 in the first half, for those who didn't watch the game. And they cut it to like 82-81. And Ja Morant goes down with a twisted ankle. And it looked bad. And I'm thinking, man, if the Grizzlies can find a way to steal this game, and you get Ja Morant injured and can't play in the Rockets series, like that would be like the ultimate, that'd be the ultimate stroke of luck that the Rockets never used to get when they were making the deep playoff runs back 5-6 years ago, you know? So, they were on the other end of it with Chris Paul pulling the hammy, you know? Although Kevin Durant did tear an Achilles and the Rockets couldn't close the deal, but let's not relive that. This will be a whole lot of fun. Warriors, then the Lakers in the next round. And then,
I wish he hadn't put it that bluntly.
What's that?
Kevin Durant tore an Achilles.
And they couldn't close him out.
Well, I know.
Tillman put it way more bluntly than I did. We should have stepped on their throat and ripped their hearts out.
With Kevin Durant writhing in pain on the floor, right in front of him.
Stepped on his throat. So we got Warriors. Then if you get the Lakers, and then the Western Conference Finals would be the Thunder, the Clippers, or the Nuggets. What's the smokiest of those three? As we get way ahead of ourselves here, which one would be the one where you're like, yeah, bring it out of the Thunder are the best team, but you got Jokic on one of the teams, the multiple time MVP, and then you got James Harden on one of the teams.
Yeah, I guess the James Harden nationally, I think it would be OKC. But the Clippers because of the James Harden dynamic. I've been saying, I have no desire to face James Harden, and because somehow that will be closure or something like that. But when it comes to would I turn it down?
Yeah,
I will not, especially if it involves James Harden choking in a closeout game or something. Then 100%
in a conference finals. I get it. If you're listening, yes, we're way out over our skis right now, putting the Rockets in. I'm just looking ahead and going, what's the path that would be the most smokiest and fun? And I think Harden versus the Rockets in a conference final, I think the TV would eat that up, outside of Houston.
We're not getting too far ahead of ourselves.
No, and then
Sean,
in the finals, You pointed it out yesterday. Ime versus his old team. That's where the genesis of this conversation came from yesterday.
There's a lot of natural juice here. You know what it reminds me of, Sean? Reminds me of the first 2017 World Series championship by the Astros, where you faced all the old blue bloods. I mean, really, the Astros should have faced, if Cleveland hadn't choked, Cleveland was the better baseball team that year, but they lost to the Yankees.
That's right.
So you end up facing the Yankees and the Red Sox on the way to the World Series. It was perfect. Yeah.
It was fun.
And then you play the Dodgers like that. Yeah, this has a lot of the matchups that I want to see. The Grizzlies are in no part of any of my fantasies about winning an NBA championship.
No, thank you, Warriors. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Warriors. But boy, it was hard to root for them last night. If we wanted that smoke, that was a shower after rooting for them for like 2 minutes. So the sideline reporter's name for the Braves is Wiley Ballard, and the Braves are playing the Toronto Blue Jays. At some point over the last couple days. And he was doing what sideline reporters do. We're going to talk to Vanessa Richardson here in a few minutes. She's a sideline reporter for the Rockets. I've never seen this happen with Vanessa. But Wiley Ballard was up in one of the concourse areas there. And he's talking to two very attractive blonde, what looked to be Blue Jay fans. Mm-hmm. And here's how the exchange went.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren's, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
I'm on it.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
He got the number. He got her number in the end. That was him at the end right there.
Oh, man. I don't. Okay.
I need the Seth Payne analysis of this situation.
I got a kind of a Richard Dawson vibe there. I just don't think it was a smart move by him.
Well, he kind of got egged on by the play-by-play guy.
I know there, he got egged on by the play-by-play guys. Yeah. And it's you don't want to be known as the guy that's going around and is your interviewing people, scoping for babes at the same time.
Right.
It was a fun little moment there, but I feel like at the end of the day, how old does he look?
He looked, I don't know, like late 20s, early 30s, something like that.
You know, he's trying to be taken seriously as a professional and everything.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's tricky to pull off. You could either be Dean Martin or Richard Dawson. You know, like Dean Martin can get away with that crap because he's got a certain charisma. You know, Richard Dawson, it just felt kind of creepy whenever Richard Dawson was.
I would submit Richard Dawson did get away with it for a long, long time.
That's true. Yeah. Richard Dawson's acts would not have aged well.
No, and,
yeah.
No.
I don't know. I'd say it's a fun standalone moment.
Yeah.
But you also. You don't want to be a woman at the ballpark who's like, oh, great, well, here comes the guy who hits on the women he's interviewing.
The internet stance on this yesterday from various corners was, hey, let's flip the script here and see if it's a woman sideline reporter with two dudes there.
Oh, she would get crushed.
Yeah.
She'd get crushed. She would absolutely get destroyed. Oh, my gosh. She's got, oh, man, there'd be so many people pointing out, like, this is why you can't take women to all that. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. No, I thought... I don't know. Maybe I'm sensitive to this. I try to, as I get older, I try really hard to just be like, all right, wait a second. Don't be a creepy old guy.
Right.
You know, don't be creepy. Just be dignified. Don't be creepy. As a young guy at the other end of the spectrum, I think, all right, you want to be taken seriously. Somebody takes their job. Even when you're having fun, you know, don't be the guy who's out scoping for women.
If you were single in that situation, what should he have done? Like what should, like if he wanted to get her number, should he have said, well, and the guy's joking about it. This is what I think, Seth. If the guy was joking about it and he said, you should let us know when you get those digits, I would have turned off the microphone and then said to her, they were joking around that I should get your phone number, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done it on camera.
Yeah, on camera, on air. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a little bit more of more conversation about it and everything. He did set himself up for extreme disappointment. And embarrassment. He should have laughed it off.
Yes.
But then were they attractive young women? Was that
they were? They were. And he's.
So I give him kudos for having the cojones to do it on camera.
Yes.
And yet at the same time, I feel like he probably shouldn't have done it. Yeah. I'm not like trying to turn this into a big shouting point or anything. I just think for his own. Probably not the best thing to do.
Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. It'd be so hot if Vanessa was hitting on two blonde chicks. Even hotter if she was hitting on me, though, is what the texter says.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're probably not going to broach that topic with her. No one beats Joe Namath. As far as the creepy old guy. Now, he was hitting on the sideline reporter. That was roles reversed with Susie Colbert. Remember that?
Susie Colbert, and he said, "I want to kiss you."
Yeah.
I could care less
about what's going on the field right now. Yeah,
he thought he was channeling his Dean Martin.
Yes.
Yeah, and it wasn't going well at all. Listen, Joe. Dean knew how to handle his liquor.
Yeah.
Joe, it was a good moment for Joe Namath ultimately because he stopped drinking.
Sober now.
Yeah. He had been sober for a long time and then kind of fell off the wagon and then realized, like, I got to hop back up on that bandwagon.
It was a wake-up call, man. Wake-up call. Speaking of sideline reporters, Vanessa Richardson, the Rockets are on to the first round of the playoffs. We know who the opponent's going to be. It's going to be the Golden State Warriors. Series starts Sunday night, 8:30. I believe, we'll confirm this with Vanessa, I believe since this game's not on ABC, I believe you'll be able to watch that game on Sunday and any of the non-ABC games in the first round on Space City Home Network. We'll get confirmation from that from Vanessa. We'll talk about the series and we'll discuss that with her coming up next. Stay there.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.